Good morning. It's FLX Tuesday, the first edition for the new year. It's 8:37, and how appropriate. Laura Turbidge is with us from UR Medicine, Finger Lakes Health. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year, Ted, and listeners.
A couple of things. Before we meet our provider today, or not really a provider, I guess, our teacher today, we'll put it that way, you want to make sure that people understand Well Now Urgent Care is a separate and distinct company that has nothing to do with URM Finger Lakes Health.
I do. I think it's important for people to realize that you are Medicine Finger Lakes Health. We have two urgent cares that are offered in Geneva as well as in Seneca Falls. Our Seneca Falls location is at Life Care at the practice there on Balsley Road. And then our urgent care that is in Geneva is located in the Finger Lakes Health Commons, which is right next door to our Interlakes Orthopedic Surgery. Also in that area is the Finger Lakes Health Commons. Many people think of it as the old Liberty Commons or the right. old bowling alley. we can talk about it as many other things. The UPS store is there. But again, we're here to serve our community. We are still accepting insurances. We don't want anyone to worry or think that they don't have urgent care options locally. They do, regardless of their insurance. So we accept all insurances. We are working with all of those payers to make sure that you can be seen. And of course, we feel like, you know, it's always makes sense to choose urgent care when you can and when it's appropriate instead of the emergency department, just because that's better for you, it's better for community. So just a reminder that we're here for you and we are accepting all insurances, and you can go ahead and look online as well if people want to look at hours, pre-schedule appointments, do those kinds of things, as well as sort of telemed. I mean, it's all available as well. If you don't have primary care, you can also connect with us for that. But
I went there.
Don't want there
to
be confusion.
Washing a wine glass and went around the rim and it snapped and cut the heck out of my wrist and it started going blood everywhere.
Yes, and urgent care is perfect for that because we have X-ray on site at both locations. Obviously, it's just it's a very, very great option for people, and in particular, if we are trying to make sure our emergency rooms are freed up for all of those who have what we would consider those things we've talked about here. If you think you have a risk of signs of stroke, if you think you're calling an ambulance and go to the ER. So the ERs are available at Soldiers and Sailors in Geneva as well. But for those urgent care kinds of things, sore throat, minor sprains and strains, earaches, all of those things,
Sounds good. Join us
at our urgent care.
All right. So last time Kim was here, she talked a little bit. She's the digital person and she's working on some new things for the website and also just integrating a lot of the billing and the electronic stuff with UR Medicine. Do you know much about how that process is going?
I do, and it is going to be a bit. So currently, UR Medicine actually just launched a new sort of, they've launched a newish website for them that is heavily emphasizing on sort of disease processes and those kinds of things and more symptoms and more clusters versus just service lines. UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health, our website will stay its own independent entity for a while now. We expect that integration to be a bit before it occurs. We also will continue to have our own portals for bill paying, our own portals for going online to making appointments, the things that we were talking about before, making donation, applying for jobs, all of that still exists right through our www.flhealth.org website and will continue that way for a while. So it's certainly, when I say a while, I'm saying like years. We don't expect within the 2024 year, unfortunately, to be fully integrated with those electronic health records or bill paying or any of that. That will continue to stay separate for a little bit. That's part of that passive parent model as we move towards, and also it just takes time to get the infrastructure, the security of our website, all of those things switched over. So for right now, you just continue to use our website and our portals as you have.
All right, very good. And we'll keep everybody up to date on the process. Now let's meet our guest.
Yes, I'm excited. We have a repeat guest, which we don't have a lot, but this is always a good person to repeat because she always has great information for us. And it's just such a perfect time of year to be thinking about this. So it's a new year. Everybody has New Year's resolutions. Everybody has goals for themselves. Everybody's sort of thinking about the future and future oriented. So we have our dean, Kathy Mills, the dean of the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Sciences and the dean of the Marinus Whalen School of Practical Nursing here with us today. She's going to talk with us about both those opportunities where we're currently accepting applications at our schools. I think I heard that in the next several years, the population of those of us sort of 50-ish and older is going to double. When you think about the healthcare needs growing exponentially in our region, you think about job security, you think about the people who have the calling to care for others and serve others. Everything from our 10-month school type program at the School of Nursing to become a practical nurse, straight through our RN program. Kathy oversees all of that, leads our faculty, and obviously has taught herself as well. And so I'm thrilled that we have Dean Mills here with us this morning to talk through all the opportunities that lie ahead. And when people are thinking about their future, I hope they'll consider how their role can be, they can really change lives in their future as well if they get involved through our schools.
All right. Welcome back and happy New Year to you.
Great. Thank you.
So let's talk about a little bit about the curriculum of each school and how they differ. Let's start with the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Sciences.
So that is our registered nursing program. That's a 4-semester program. Starts in the fall, ends in May. And we take courses at FLCC. We take courses all over, and then they do their nursing courses here with us here in Geneva. We do our clinical at the hospital here. We also do some rotations in Clifton and also in Newark.
And you do 600 hours, according to the website, of clinical work. Wow.
Yes. Yep. One of the best things, I think, for a hospital-based program is that connection between the schooling and the hospital itself. We do many of our hours here at Geneva in the acute care setting, which also makes the connection to the community at the same time.
And then the Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing, that's a groundbreaking program.
Yes. Yeah. So our 10-month program, which has been established a long period of time, they start in September and they graduate in June.
Only one of three hospital-based programs of its kind in the state. You've been going since 1956, over 1,800 nurses. Wow.
Correct. We're pretty proud of that.
And they've been recognized with some national recognition in terms of as a licensed practical nursing program, as well as not only, you know, different years, they actually graduated two classes every year. And again, imagine within 10 months of being able to learn so much, give back to your community so much, and then be able to sit for that licensed practical exam, where you then literally, if you think about transformation and you think about people transforming everything from their ability to impact others' lives to the ability to actually change your family's life in terms of your quality of life, your income potential, et cetera. When we think right now about the market that's out there for LPNs, we use them in a lot of physician practices. Of course, they are the backbone of our long-term care facilities. When we think about LPNs and that critical role they play, and very often people might start as an LPN. We have so many people who've started as an LPN, then moved on and gone on to their RN program. And again, their RN program is a two-year program if you start from scratch, right? But if you start with an LPN and you move into the RN program, what's that path look like?
So that's actually our one plus one entry option. So many of the classes that the LPN in our program takes also transfers to an RN program. So it's almost like a stepping stone the classes that they do during the 10 months also transfer into the 2 years. So they actually will come in on the second year. So the path is a little different. They'll do the 10 months as the LPN, then they come in September and do the second year for the RN. So they're still doing their time in the 2 year section. They're just going a different pathway.
I've probably asked this question at some point in the last 20 years, but I've forgotten the answer. So tell us a little bit about Marion S. Whalen.
I knew Marion S. Whalen, so I can speak a little bit about the fact that when I first came, we were celebrating the hospital's 100th birthday, and that was in 1898 was the hospital's founded, so it was 1998. And at the time, we celebrated with Marion. We also had another interesting volunteer who turned 100 that same year, and she was still volunteering at our front desk. If you can imagine, her name was Elsie Gracie.
Wow.
But I remember doing some planning and some celebrations of the licensed practical nursing program at the time, because she had been, I believe, the first dean of the college. And at the time, back in the 50s, when I think the college started, they used to, as we said, graduate those two classes a year. I think she was sort of known. And then there were some other, Mrs. Ann Guan, who became Mrs. Ann O'Connor. There have been many deans over the time. So now we have Kathy as our dean. So those deans have always played a critical role in helping build a culture of nurses, helping build that professionalism. And as we said, not only do nurses, I think, transform lives for the people they care for, but they really change, I think, the lives. When you think about how many nurses have really supported their families through these times, and when I think now about, you know, even when we see some of the minimum wage changing and those kinds of things, literally on every news program right now, we're hearing about this, and I think to myself, you know, the wages of a nurse and the value of what a nurse delivers, and really there's not a single healthcare entity that can run without nursing in some capacity, and the expanded roles nurses play, everything from going on for nurse practitioner roles and serving delivery as sort of a primary care provider in some settings, to as much as we wish they would stay always in the hospital and office setting and not in long-term care and not go as much to some of these other places, but we certainly know schools, insurance companies, many, many roles for nurses in terms of doing things, and so much now with technology. So there's so many ways you can use a nursing degree, and I think we really just want to spread the word that you can do it right here in your own community, locally, and frankly, in a way that's affordable for you, because our health system pays for people with a tuition buyback program. So we'll support people going. We will basically, if you commit to work for the health system afterwards, we will commit to a tuition buyback and pay your loans back for you. And also offer some sign-on things as well as some scholarship opportunities. So people really, if you have a question and you think what's holding you back is, gee, I'm used to the workaday world. Like I'm living in a way where I can't afford to be without my regular hours or my paycheck. I think you'd be surprised that if this is something you always thought about and really just didn't take that path earlier, there's a chance. Or if it's something that you're new stepping out or in high school right now and trying to think, you know what, maybe you don't want to go super far from home. Maybe you want to stick close and really continue to serve the community where you live. I think we offer incredible paths to do so.
Kathy's
the expert on
I asked
that.
About Marianne S. Whalen. I mean, it's just such a groundbreaking vision that here we are 77 years later, whatever it is, and there's only three of these programs, hospital-based, still in New York State. I mean, that's amazing.
Correct.
So let's talk about one of the reasons we're here today is to talk about getting in. So let's talk about the application process and getting enrolled. I guess let's start with how do you help someone decide which program, whether they should begin at Marianne S. Whalen or go right for their RN?
So I've had that discussion a little bit with some of my family members, like, how do I know this is the path that I need to take? When I first started in healthcare, I didn't know what path I wanted to take, and I didn't want to spend a lot of money out of pocket, and I needed the fastest return in order to make ends meet. So that was my intention when I went to Marianne S. Whalen many years ago, to put my feet in healthcare, to try and establish, is this where I want to live the rest of my life? Is this the career path that I want? In doing that, once I completed that, then I was able to do the second step and then go on for my RN. So most of our programs, or all of our programs, are like a stepping stone. Even if you come in as a CNA and then you work on the LPN and then also get feedback from the employer, our application period is open until March. You can do that through our web pages, or you can call our main number, which is the 315-787-4005. Any of the people that answer the phone there can help guide you in either direction.
And I mean, there's still an acute shortage of nurses and practically everyone in healthcare all across the country. That's one of the things I always talk about, is how I call it the most portable career there is. You can go work. You can stay home in the Finger Lakes if you want, but if you want to go somewhere else or a spouse is transferred somewhere else, you're going to be able to get a job.
Yeah, that was one of the main reasons why I came to healthcare, is that I knew that I would always have a job. And the blessing of nursing is that you can work a lot. You can work 6 days a week, seven. You can work 2 days a week. It all fits in the family. If you need to work 9 to 5, then you can usually find a spot to do that. If you need to work nights so that you can be home during the day, you can also do that.
Of course, when I got out of high school, I went to a trade school for broadcasting, and the teachers were working broadcasters, in this case in Boston. Same thing. You're being taught by people who've actually done it.
Yes. We're all practicing nurses and part of the Finger Lakes Health staff.
Yep. And it's incredible, too. I mean, we don't talk about this much. There's not only is a shortage of nursing, but there's a shortage of nursing faculty. So we really know that if you think about it, to become nursing faculty, you need to not only have that focus on nursing and that background in nursing, but also the drive to educate and to teach and be mentors. And so when we think about it, I'm so grateful that we have the faculty that we have. So that and Kathy's leadership, I think, really sets our program apart, along with our organization's commitment. We always talk about being really a center for education. So not only do we have a daycare on site, we don't talk about that too much, but even that is an opportunity that's literally right there with our students. So with the fact that we have our childcare, if you need childcare, we have a daycare program right on site. We have our colleges on site and our school of practical nursing on site. We have the training for clinical hours, for many of the clinical hours, the majority, I would say, of rotations right there. And that's what makes hospital-based nursing programs unique, I think, is that you are literally there in the center of it all. And we certainly, I think, when I think through so many of the people who took care of me, what, for everything from when I delivered my baby to times that I've had surgeries to other things, I would always look up and see these, and I knew they were Marian Osuelan graduate, or I knew they were a College of Nursing graduate. And I think the College of Nursing, so 2008, that was a new program for us. But truthfully, when I think about it now, I mean, now there's really getting a rich history there as well.
Agree.
And a group of alumni that I think we can really think about are in so many different sectors. So again, so many options. Do people need to interview Kathy, or can they just do the application or call if they have questions?
Both. So they can go online and do the application, or they can call if they have any questions.
All right, it all starts at flhealth.org. You'll see the link for the two schools, and you'll get some advice on which path is the best for you. And then two of the biggest obstacles for people, cost and childcare, and those are taken care of, so you can't go wrong. Thank you both for coming in, as always. Here we are, another year of health.
Incredible. Absolutely. And we have a financial aid office they can speak to as well, we should say. So
perfect.
Thank you, Ted.
All right. We'll
happy
see you
New
again.
Year.
All right. Happy New Year to you. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks. It's 8:53 now, FLX Morning.